Mackinac Island off Nantucket feels like a place out of time. With just a few dozen homes connected by grassy roads, it's held on to its wild character and sense of the past. That's probably in part because it's pretty remote, but it's also thanks to the efforts and presence of Bam Lafarge.
He served, you know, he watched over the place.
That's Lafarge's friend, Jim Tyler. They've known each other since the 60s, right up until Lafarge died in February.
He was the caretaker, curator, guardian, you know, I don't think anybody who ever knew Bam could go look or hear about Tuckernuck without bringing him right in with it.
Lafarge was a big man, physically and emotionally, and he really didn't care what other people thought of him. As evidence, his daughter, Kate Lafarge Summers, says he had a distinctive smile.
He had had one of his front teeth knocked out, I think in a baseball accident when he was a kid, and through most of his life wore a fake tooth, but in later years just decided, like, screw it, I don't need that tooth. It's uncomfortable and I don't have anything to prove. And so he would often have a missing front tooth.
He didn't care about how he looked. What he did care about was conservation. Lafarge was a mariner and self-taught naturalist. He volunteered on Nantucket's Conservation Commission and Harbor and Shellfish Advisory Board. He helped put together the Matticat and Nantucket Harbor's action plans. And he donated his time to build Tuckernuck's fire station and served as fire chief. When it came to his beloved Tuckernuck, Lafarge did not hold back his opinions. His friend Chris Westerlund says it was tough to get there anyway. The channel between the islands is riddled with shoals. And once he did get out there, Lafarge would be waiting.
So you would go. On the beach, so we gotta, like, you know, chill, and we're gonna, like, you know, and it's me that we're talking about here, you know. I mean, this is not like some stranger, and he will just stand there with this vibe, like, what are you doing out here? And then, you know, before you know it, you're digging clams and quahogs and making dinner and spending the night. But he was a, you know, that was the deal. So
Lafarge's presence might have been intense, but he also shared his passion for Tuckernuck. He led plant talks for the island's
Anyway, the other thing people think about Tuckernuck is that all the oak trees here are scrub oak.
Can you hold that up for us to see the point?
That's, well, they're you pick one up out of here. Ben, what are you doing? Giving me a hard time, you know?
Yeah.
Here's a good example. Now,
He was a carpenter and first encountered the trades as a kid. Born Henry Bansal Lafarge, he's always gone by the family name Bam. He grew up in New Canaan, Connecticut, and spent summers on Tuckernuck. Like his father, he went to Harvard. He studied anthropology and graduated in 1971. A few years later, he moved to Nantucket permanently. That's where he met his wife, Mimi. In 1981, they married on Tuckernuck. Their children, Kate, Owen, and Oliver, are the family's seventh generation to spend summers out there. Kate says Lafarge was a devoted father.
My dad would take it upon himself to teach me the Latin names of all the butterflies that we spotted. We'd pick asparagus in the early spring, these long stalks of asparagus. There were berries. My mom made all these beautiful pies. It was really a part of, I think, the kind of childhood he wanted and the sort of knowledge that he wanted us to learn as children.
Last year, Lafarge became a grandfather to Kate's son, Henry Bansal. Kate was excited for their summers together. Lafarge was a fount of information, not just on the natural world. He had diverse interests, many of them pretty obscure. But he is
now, the next guy who's going to come out and perform, most of you know, and if he seems a little under the weather, it's because his wife, a couple of weeks ago, had this extravaganza birthday party for him. And I think he's still recovering from it. The songs he's going to sing are two of the greatest.
Music stayed with Lafarge for his entire life, until a few weeks ago, when a sudden stroke landed him in a coma. The whole family gathered around him in his hospital room in Boston. His old friends, Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines, made it up too. and they brought their instruments.
When Paul came, the nurses realized that we were going to have some music, and so they said, just go ahead and shut the door and make as much noise as you want. So it became really true to my dad, just like a really lovely, fun, not fun, but good spirit gathering. And then he died.
Bam Lafarge, Tuckernuck's most dedicated guardian, passed away on February 26th. He was 65. For WCAI, I'm Justine Paradise on Nantucket.